Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Winter weather making another comeback just in time for the Easter weekend.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, the good news is a lot of that winter weather snow is going to be up in the mountains and the valleys. We're going to be looking at a lot of rain, actually starting potentially later this morning. So according to KSL meteorologists, we could be looking at a better chance of pretty heavy rain starting to fall in the valleys at about 10 o'clock this morning. We're already seeing some rain in the West Desert and also some a little bit of mountain snow and some rain in scattered parts of the Wasatch Front. We're going to be getting up to a quarter inch of rain by Friday when we get tomorrow when we get a little bit of a break. But then we got more mountain snow and valley rain on Saturday and Sunday as people are starting to travel. Or this could have a significant impact on our snow water totals in our mountains. We'll have more on those projections coming up in the next hour. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
An early Easter could mean billions of dollars in retail losses. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Tim, U.S. retailers look ready to make $1.6 billion less than last year, according to a recent survey from the National Retail Foundation. That's not to say people aren't spending big on Peeps and Cadbury and other Easter purchases. The survey estimates a windfall of $22.4 billion is coming for companies. That's the second most ever. The National Retail Foundation found the top two things Americans will be spending their Easter cash on are candy and food at 89% apiece, with decorations at the bottom of the pile. Four out of every five Americans say they're going to celebrate the holiday. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Gas prices keep jumping here in Utah and around the country. BYU economics professor Christian von Lehn talked to KSL TV about why the prices have jumped so far.
What's notable is that Utah's regulatory standard is a little bit stricter than many other parts of the country.
He says Utah's regulations make the state more susceptible to quick price fluctuations.
UTA is getting millions of dollars to put towards transit projects. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
The money comes from a $9.9 billion allocation in federal funding that's being distributed across the country as part of a law to support different transit agencies. UTA is getting $61 million, and they're planning on using the funds mostly for maintenance programs like bus and rail preventative maintenance, as well as doing some upgrading to tracks. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Baltimore Bridge collapse this week is now an international tragedy, impacting families in multiple countries. Details from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Still missing and presumed dead is Miguel Luna, a father of three from El Salvador, and Maynor Sandoval, a father of two from Honduras. Sandoval's brother says he was the fundamental pillar of the family. The two victims recovered from the wreckage are identified as Alejandro Fuentes and Dorlian Cabrera. A man who knows the construction worker says the men were on a break, sitting in their parked trucks on the bridge to warm up when the bridge collapsed.
One of the workers recovered was identified by a driver's license in his pocket.
The crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried is going to be sentenced today. Federal prosecutors say he stole more than $8 billion of customers' money, and they're calling for up to 50 years in prison.
His legal team pointing to FTX bankruptcy estate and how the company expects to fully pay back those customers. But experts say the massive impact of his fraud on the public could decide the number of years or decades he spends behind bars.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says Bankman-Fried's lawyers argue a long sentence is not justified for a nonviolent first-time criminal.
New York City is moving ahead with a plan to charge drivers more in their busiest borough. Here is ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
The MTA says 700,000 vehicles enter this part of the city every weekday, and the new tolls will help curb congestion and possibly generate billions of dollars for improvements to mass transit. The plan makes some exemptions for buses, government, and emergency vehicles, and there are discounts for those who make less than $50,000 and for drivers already paying tolls at the tunnels.
Supporters say the new toll will encourage people to take public transit.
Starting the morning windy and a little warm out there, Heather Kelly.
Yeah, and that warm temperatures appears to have melted any snow that we may have had left over on the roadways, and there's no snow falling yet or rain from the sky across the Wasatch Front or the Wasatch Back, so we're starting off with dry roads and no accidents reported. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
There is a new cat lounge in Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson went to take a look at the feline friends at Fawn's Family Rescue.
Walking into their cat lounge, you'll be greeted by Lincoln, a black cat they've named as the senior assistant manager. And you'll see more than 20 cats on ceiling shelves, on tables, in cubbies. Aria Watterson, executive director for Fawns Family Rescue, says they partner with local shelters and rescue vets from all over the region to showcase the adoptable cats in more of a low-stress environment.
We want to kind of specialize in the cats that need it the most. The special needs cats and the cats that are overlooked in shelters that are there for the longest. The ones that shut down a lot in shelters.
They have Wi-Fi and tables and a few snacks and drinks, but you're also able to bring your own food as long as you're willing to protect it from these furry counter surfers. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
People who aren't in the market to adopt a cat or dog full-time might be able to help in a different way. Many organizations need volunteer pet foster parents. Angie Wellings is a volunteer and foster parent for CLAWS, a community animal welfare system. She thinks fostering helps animals enjoy a better environment while they're waiting for a forever home.
Dogs are in a foster home like mine or anybody else's. They're not in a shelter. And that allows them to really flourish, learn how to be a dog, learn how to be a cat.
Many animal rescue groups specialize in helping animals find homes, especially animals who don't do as well in a shelter environment. Today, Dave and Debbie on Dave and Dujanovic are going to be having a special broadcast. We're calling Tales of Hope, live from the Salt Lake County Animal Services to talk about the unique and unprecedented challenges facing animal rescue organizations this year.